Hey, what's good, fam? It's Kyle Henderson along with Andrew Bone coming to you from beautiful Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Tonight, we're talking recruiting. Just a few minutes ago, we were talking Alabama, number one in the college football playoff rankings, number one in the AP top 25, number one in the coaches poll, and also number one in the Rivals recruiting rankings. Bone, Alabama lives at the top of the college football mountain. Tonight, we're talking recruiting. There's some key targets remaining. But first off, man, you having a strong week. I mean, it's Thanksgiving. It's at Iron Bowl. I mean, so much to look forward to.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. You know, everybody always says, well, you know, what are we doing? You know, today we got the, you know, got a few days off since it's Thanksgiving. You know, people in the sports industry world, it's hard for them to take off during Thanksgiving or Christmas because, you know, it's always something going on. So, you know, still trying to crank out a bunch of content and, you know, we got a lot going on BamaInsider.com. You know, drop those recruiting thoughts today, tons of, you know, great recruiting scoop on there, you know, about some weekend visitors that are coming to Tuscaloosa. We had that interview with Ty Simpson, elite 2022 quarterback, who visited Tuscaloosa this past weekend with his family, and you know, a lot of great other stuff. So yeah, I mean, we're gonna have a lot of content on Bama Insider all week long. So while you're stuffing your face with turkey and dressing, you know, venture over to Bama Insider, get all your you know, your recruiting fix over there as well, and your team coverage and basketball coverage. I mean, everything, playoff coverage. I mean, got a lot of content going on this week on the site, so it's exciting.
Yeah, and just as Bone said, I mean, there's so much coverage on BamaInsider.com. I think the staff has really found a great rhythm, and now is the perfect time to go to BamaInsider.com and sign up for a premium subscription. Right now, we're having a holiday promo, and when you sign up for BamaInsider.com, you can get some nice swag. So you can get $75 to Bama Insider. That's what the annual subscription is. That's for a year. So you get a percentage off of that. And then you also get $75 and a gift card to Nike.com or to Converse. So pick and choose the way you want to go. And that's a great time. And of course, you can pair that up with Andrew Bone's book, which we'll talk about at the end of the show. And, you know, so tons going on. Bone, when we kind of look at the guys that are coming in this weekend, I know they can't have official visits. I know, you know, COVID has changed a lot of things. Who do we know that's going to be at this big time matchup between Alabama and Auburn right now? And kind of give us the skinny on why we should know of a couple of these names. And let's stick to class of 2021. I know there's a couple of class of 22 guys that we're going to talk about as well. But key targets, including a Michigan commit.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think, you know, Alabama's been, you know, one of the, you know, top programs that hasn't really had like a, you know, big recruiting event, you know, this season. And you're not allowed to, but, you know, other programs throughout the country, not necessarily them setting it up, but, you know, different commitments have had, you know, rented houses for different recruits to come to and, you know, spend the weekend and hang out and do all this, you know, touring the campus and stuff like that. And Alabama just hasn't had anything like that this year. I mean, there have been a, you know, prospect or two that have, you know, made their, you know, made a trip to Tuscaloosa, gone to the games, you know, and most of the part has been kind of quiet, but, you know, there's some guys that are coming in town this weekend that it's not necessarily a, you know, a recruiting event, but there's some kids that are coming in town to hang out, you know, visit the campus. Some are going to be going to the game. So, you know, it's good to get these guys on campus, even though they can't spend time with the coaching staff and visit with those guys. They at least get to come and see the campus. And you got three guys that have confirmed that they plan on being in Tuscaloosa this weekend. There may be a few more. We're still kind of, you know, waiting to see how it all unfolds and see who else makes it. But the three guys that we know for sure that expect to be in Tuscaloosa, one, Terrion Arnold, four-star safety, defensive back from Tallahassee, one of the best defensive backs in the country. You know, he's been a four-star in Rivals for a very long time. You know, in the Rivals 250, I got a chance, you know, I got a feeling that he's going to make a pretty big move, you know, in the updated rankings when Rivals releases that next week. So pay attention to that. Terrion Arnold, on the you know, absolute top targets on Alabama's recruiting board, plans on releasing a top five next week. Some people thought when he made a tweet, I think it was today or yesterday, that about 1 week from today, it was indicating that he was going to make a commitment. He's not making a commitment anytime soon. I think he's taking this one all the way down until February the 3rd, which is the first Wednesday in February. So he's not an early enrollee. gonna enjoy the process and let this thing play out. Still wants to take some visits in January too. So I think when he releases that top five next week, gonna try to revisit all of those schools again before February. Then the second player that has said that he is planning on visiting Alabama this weekend is Tumise Adeleye, five-star defensive end out of Houston. You know, we know a lot about Tumise Adeleye, as we've talked about him for a very long time. You know, last summer, you know, we considered him an Alabama lean. You know, he even said that he was probably going to commit to Alabama when he came back to Tuscaloosa for the LSU game last fall. Didn't make a decision, held off from making a commitment, and then in the spring ended up committing to Ohio State. Backed away from that commitment, and now it's you're really a three-team race: Alabama, Florida, Texas A&M. All three of those schools very strongly in the mix for him. He wants to take some visits before making that decision, so he's getting up to Tuscaloosa this weekend. And you know, former teammates with Jalen Milroe, and you know, Jalen's not going to be in Tuscaloosa this weekend, but getting Tumise Adeleye on campus, very big for Alabama. And then the third guy who has confirmed that he is going to be in Tuscaloosa is Xavier Worthy, the Michigan commitment out of California. You know, this is a guy that Alabama has been hoping to get on campus for a very long time. They extended him an offer back in the spring, and then he ends up committing to Michigan in July. Visited Michigan for the first time a few weeks ago. Obviously, Michigan's having a pretty down year right now. I mean, you know, their biggest when you're celebrating a triple overtime win against Rutgers, you know, I don't know if that's something to really be excited about. But obviously, it's a win's a win. So, but you know, in the day, you know, Harbaugh's been there for several years now, and you know, that's not the direction that I think a lot of Michigan fans were hoping, you know, that the program would be going in right now. So we'll see what happens there. I mean, I think with him coming on campus, it's at least showing that he's interested in Alabama. He at least wants to give them a chance. Alabama would certainly take a commitment from him. One of the fastest players in the country, just an elite player. You know, has been compared to Devontae Smith by many, many people, and especially with Alabama, they really love this kid a lot. So getting him on campus, very big this weekend. We'll kind of see how it goes moving forward. Now, he is an early enrollee, so we would have to make a decision, here pretty soon. I mean, it would have to be a quick decision, but obviously coming in town for the Iron Bowl, you know, not going to be as crazy as it usually is, on a typical game weekend. But, still, I'm sure he's still excited to at least, see the campus, see the facilities, see everything that that he can see without visiting with the coaching staff. So we'll see how the trip goes for him, catch up with him after that visit to Alabama. Now, another guy that may end up coming now, there's been a couple of times that he's, I think, expected to be in Tuscaloosa, but I think with his season being over, it may be a little easier, and we'll see if he ends up making it. And that's Xavier Sory, four-star linebacker out of IMG Academy. Not sure 100% if he's going to make it or not, but we're keeping an eye on Xavier Sory to see if he makes it. Now, we do know of a few Alabama commitments who are also coming into town. Kool-Aid, JaQuincy McKinstry, top player in the state of Alabama. He's already been communicating with Terran Arnold about hanging out this weekend in Tuscaloosa. Dallas Turner spoke with his father yesterday. They plan on being up in Tuscaloosa this weekend if all goes according to plan. So getting a few commitments on campus this weekend to, maybe be around some of these guys, I think will really help Alabama, since the coaches can't be around them. So we'll see how it goes, but, really big. This is like the first big, it's not sanctioned or anything, but it feels like the first big recruiting weekend since junior day, back in February, at least some, kids coming into town and people are talking about it. I mean, I think there were some kids in town for the LSU, or not the LSU game, but the Georgia game earlier this season, but it just wasn't talked about. There were some guys that made it onto campus, but now we're actually talking about it. We're talking about some kids that are coming into town, some kids that are excited, and it's out there. So it just feels like a real recruiting event for the first time all year, even though it's not. At least some guys are coming on campus and going to spend some time with some commitments, and who knows what may happen. We'll see if Alabama possibly you know, you never know. They may get a commitment. You know, at least some guys are coming in town and going to be around the campus and see all the fans and everything. So we'll see what happens.
Here with Andrew Bone talking recruiting. My name is Kyle Henderson. Thank you very much for joining us. Please hit the thumbs up button, like, and subscribe. Remember, you can also catch this as a podcast if you couldn't make it, or if you just want to listen to it maybe tomorrow on your way to work or when you're working out or as you're kind of chilling. You can also throw it up on your smart TV. That's something that we do here at our house. So, I mean, everybody has a smart TV. So pro tip, go to Bama Insider on your smart TV, go to YouTube, and just throw on Bama Insider. I mean, so much content. You can even do it on your Alexa. You can play the podcast on the Alexa. So, hey, Alexa, play the Bama Insider podcast, and boom, there you go. So kind of some pro tips to get more of our content on BamaInsider.com. Remember, hit the thumbs up button, like, and subscribe. Boom, we got a super chat that came from Paul Robinson. Paul has been a fantastic supporter of all our recruiting content. And remember, all super chats go to Andrew Bone on this particular show. So give him a shout out and then kind of answer that question. And I know you talked about Ty Simpson today, a 2022 quarterback.
Yeah. Thank you, Paul. Really appreciate that. You know, Ty Simpson, you know, great quarterback, you know, definitely one of the, you know, best prospects in the country for the 2022 recruiting class. And, you know, certainly somebody that, you know, that Alabama likes a lot, somebody that they've, you know, heavily recruited and, you know, certainly want to, you know, want as part of this recruiting class. You know, you look at him, you know, 6'2", about 185 pounds. And, you know, I would say probably, you know, one of the best comparisons for him is, you know, to a current Alabama quarterback is Mac Jones. I mean, I think he can make all the throws. He's got a big time arm, you know, very smart, very cool, calm, collected in the pocket. You know, definitely somebody that, that Alabama thinks extremely high of and feels like he can make a tremendous impact at the next level. Now, obviously Alabama's recruited the quarterback position extremely well, getting Bryce Young last year, getting, a commitment from Jalen Milroe right now. So, you know, will Ty Simpson potentially come in this next recruiting class? It's going to be hard. I mean, I think there's a lot of schools that are out there that, you know, he really likes a lot. I mean, I talked to him last night. We have a great interview on Bama Insider with him right now. And, you know, Alabama certainly very high on his list, likes Alabama, likes Auburn, you know, Ole Miss, Florida, you know, Tennessee, all those schools are pretty high on his list, you know, likes Clemson a lot. So he's actually going to go to Clemson this weekend for a visit. So, you know, he's certainly a guy that is high on Alabama's overall recruiting board, somebody that they really like a lot, want to get in next year's recruiting class. And he already has a great relationship with Steve Sarkisian and Tino Sinceri. Says he talks to Tino Sinceri every single day. So, you know, that Alabama is extremely high on him and they really want him as part of next year's recruiting class. But he had a great trip to Alabama last weekend. It was his sixth visit to Tuscaloosa, you know, as a recruit. So, yeah, that's a lot of visits for a guy who's, you know, still just a junior in high school. So you can expect him to make a few more trips back to Alabama in the near future.
All right. And thank you so much again for that super chat, Paul. We really appreciate it. And, you know, now is a great time to post all your questions for Andrew Bone regarding the Alabama Crimson Tide in this dynamic recruiting class. I mean, it's pretty incredible. And I said it before, I say it again, to be number one in the college football playoff rankings tonight. You can rewatch that episode with Mick Gillespie and I right here on our YouTube channel or back at Bama Insider, listen to it on a podcast, and then to have the number one ranked recruiting class in the country. And Bone, kind of when we look at this Alabama class of 2021, I mean, really, it's been remarkable what Nick Saban's been able to do in a year that you can't even have you know, prospects on campus. I know we're kind of talking that guys are coming where they still can't interact with the coaches, and to see what Nick Saban's been able to do from kind of a virtual standpoint, I think has really sold that Bama factor. I have the recruiting rankings brought up, and I know that the Rivals.com recruiting rankings are going to be updated soon. Kind of talk about the you know, the 1 through 5 recruiting rankings, and is it just going to be Ohio State that could push Alabama for that number one spot, and kind of give your assessment of those top five right there?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, Alabama's, you know, currently sitting with the number one class. And I think when we see the updated rankings next week, I think Alabama's going to create a little bit more separation from Ohio State, because I believe, you know, we're going to see a few Alabama commitments make a big move into the, you know, either, you know, a 4-star to a 5-star. And maybe some, you know, some guys outside the Rivals 100 making a big move inside the Rivals 100. You know, I really do think Alabama's going to create some separation next week. You know, with Ohio State, you know, hadn't followed Ohio State's class too much. You know, obviously they've got some, you know, great players, and obviously they're already off to an unbelievable start in the 2022 recruiting class. But, you know, as of right now, Ohio State, you know, currently sitting with the top, you know, number two recruiting class in the country. And, you know, there's two guys that are very high on Ohio State, and that's JT Tuimoloa, who is a, you know, obviously an Alabama target as well. And then you also have Emeka Ebuka, the number one wide receiver in the country, out of the Seattle area. You know, both those guys out of the Seattle area who both have very high interest in Ohio State. So Ohio State ends up getting both of those guys. That's two more five stars in the mix for the Buckeyes. So we'll see what that does. But, you know, like I said, I think Alabama is going to end up, you know, creating a little bit of separation with some guys that they're going to have move up in the rankings next week. You know, LSU's got a really good class right now. And I think with LSU, if they're going to get, you know, to number one, if they're going to challenge, you know, for a top two recruiting class, you know, they're going to have to land Mason Smith and maybe even Corey Foreman. You know, Mason Smith, the number one defensive tackle in the country, Corey Foreman, you know, number one player in the country, defensive end. Both of those guys very high on LSU. You know, Sage Ryan, who just recently committed to LSU, I think there's a good chance that we could see him potentially move from a four-star to a five-star. You know, we'll see how much difference that's going to make, you know, with LSU's recruiting class. But, you know, you also have to watch LSU pretty closely because of all the, you know, stuff that's been coming out over the course of the last week. You know, there have been some bombshell stories that have come out that have really painted a very negative light on the LSU, you know, athletic department with the, you know, sexual misconduct allegations. And, you know, how much is that going to affect LSU, you know, not only with guys that are considering LSU, but guys who are currently committed to LSU. So that's definitely something that I think that many people are going to pay very close attention to. Obviously, Georgia, you know, we all knew that Georgia was going to make a move. You know, they were been outside the top 10, you know, steadily creeping up. You know, I think, you know, I definitely think that, you know, Georgia's got a chance to make a strong move, potentially inside the top three. A lot's going to depend on, you know, a few guys, and especially where a few guys end up being ranked. You know, Xavier Soria, Terrion Arnold. You know, those are some guys that are, you know, very high on Alabama, Georgia, and Florida's recruiting board. You know, what ends up happening to those guys in the end? Could Georgia potentially pull off, you know, landing Corey Foreman, you know, LSU, Georgia, you know, fighting hard for him? But, you know, many people think that there's a chance that he ends up staying out on the West Coast and going to USC or potentially even back into Clemson's recruiting class. So, long way to go in this recruiting cycle to see who's going to end up finishing number one. I know everybody just expects Alabama to finish cruise to number one. We weren't talking about Alabama cruising to number one 6 months ago. We're, you know, Alabama fans were worried that Alabama wasn't going to get, you know, make it into the top 10. And, you know, now they're currently sitting at number one. And, you know, I think it's going to be a tight recruiting team recruiting rankings battle all the way until signing day. So it's going to be interesting to kind of see how it all unfolds. But I think with Alabama, the guys that I think are going to move up in the rankings, the guys that they still have a chance to land in this recruiting class, my prediction is they're going to finish with the number one class in the country.
All right, there you have it—a big prediction by Bone, and you know, Ohio State has that class, so we'll continue to track that. And signing day is approaching. I mean, I believe it is December 16th. That's the first big signing day, and as you know, Alabama likes to take a lot of guys right away. I mean, we don't have to wait till February. There's only a couple that I believe talking with Bone that are going to actually sign in February. So you're going to have a monster day in December, kind of a pre-Christmas, if you will, because this class is just completely fantastic. All right, we'll get to your questions now. Please post your questions for Bone inside the comment box. And we lead off with Michael Lee. What's up, Michael? Thank you very much. Love the avatar, very festive. And I'm feeling festive as well. Just had my birthday, rolling into Thanksgiving, you know, time for food and family. And he wants to know the latest on Brian Thomas.
Yeah, I mean, you know, kind of the same as as it's always been with Brian. I mean, you know, this is a guy who's extremely quiet, doesn't do any interviews, you know, keeps everything just very tight-lipped about his recruitment, just kind of letting his season, you know, finish up and then, you know, then make that decision. You know, he was originally supposed to announce a commitment at the Under Armour All-America game. That's been canceled because of COVID. So everybody's kind of just waiting to see what, it, you know, what happens if he decides to post something about potentially a new date. But I do believe that that he is going to have an interview on Rivals sometime this week. I know I spoke with Sam Spiegelman, who covers Louisiana and Texas for Rivals, does such a great job. I know that he's hoping to get an interview with him sometime this week and post it. So hopefully we'll catch up and get a new interview with him, see what's going on with his recruitment. But as of right now, I think it's Alabama followed by Texas A&M. I think LSU's still in it, but I just think they've been falling the last few months with him. So as of right now, I think it's, you know, a top two of Alabama, A&M, and then LSU. So we'll see how his recruitment goes. But, you know, it's going to be very interesting with Brian Thomas because, you know, this is a guy that we've talked about for such a long time as a top Alabama target. You know, Alabama has three wide receiver commitments. Xavier Worthy's coming into Tuscaloosa this weekend. What if he decides to flip to Alabama from Michigan? Well, that now this isn't going to, you know, create any sort of, you know, I guess friction between Alabama and in deciding if they're going to take Brian Thomas or not. Brian Thomas is a definite take. Will it potentially affect Brian Thomas's mind? You know, Alabama has four wide receiver commitments. Maybe I need to go somewhere else. I don't know. Now, Brian Thomas, Xavier Worthy, two completely different type of receiver. So so maybe it won't affect him as much as some people think. But, you know, I do think Alabama would take Brian Thomas and Xavier Worthy and would be very happy with taking five elite receivers in this recruiting class if they can get them all on board.
Here with Andrew Bone talking recruiting. Thank you very much, Michael. We appreciate it. We got one coming in from Terry Truss. Do you see Alabama snagging JT Tuilomola or Mason Smith? I mean, two very big time targets that Alabama would love to have on board. What's kind of the latest movement there, if any, because we're getting to a critical time. I mean, both of these guys, I mean, watch their highlights. I mean, they would be impact players 100%.
I like how he said maybe, because I agree that there's maybe a chance with both of those guys. You know, Mason Smith going to be announcing a decision, you know, during that early signing period. So, commitment coming pretty soon for him. And, you know, everyone assumes he's going to LSU. I mean, this is a guy who's, you know, been to LSU many times. And, you know, you look at the, you know, future cast right now, you know, pretty heavily favored towards the Tigers. But, you know, once again, with everything coming out with LSU, with the sexual misconduct allegations, you know, how much is this going to affect this recruiting class? Is it going to affect, you know, an uncommitted player like Mason Smith to, you know, drop them and consider going elsewhere? You know, does Alabama or Georgia potentially benefit because of these stories that are coming out? You know, it's very possible. We just don't know because, you know, he's not commenting on it. We'll just have to kind of wait and see. You know, with JT Tuilomola, you know, this is a guy who's going to, you know, plans on taking it all the way down to February, you know, plans on announcing on February the 3rd. So plans on stretching it out a little bit. So the guessing and waiting game remains on for JTT. So we'll see what happens, but Alabama very much in it. Alabama, in my opinion, probably in the top two. I don't want to say probably. I think they are in the top two. With Ohio State's been, you know, trending his entire recruitment, but Alabama has just gradually, you know, come into the picture, and they are, you know, strongly in the picture. So we'll see, you know, how it kind of unfolds in the next, you know, couple months. Don't have to make it, you know, really a strong prediction on it just yet. I think there's some hope that he at least makes a trip to Tuscaloosa. I think he wants to make a trip to Tuscaloosa, Columbus, maybe a couple other schools, maybe in January, you know, before he makes, you know, makes that decision. So we'll keep an eye on that. But Alabama certainly in the mix for both of those guys. It's just hard to predict, say, yeah, Alabama's going to get both of them or Alabama's going to get one of them. I think anybody would, you know, have a tough time saying yes or no to either one of those guys right now.
Here with Andrew Bone talking Alabama Crimson Tide football recruiting. Our next question will be on Kamar Wheaton. Remember to like and subscribe. We have nearly 200 people watching. We should have 200 thumbs up. It really goes a long way to help our content. Remember, all super chats go to Andrew Bone as well. And we appreciate all your support. Thumbs up And you could also join by becoming a member right here on YouTube. But of course, all the coverage back on BamaInsider.com. Got a great deal going on right now at BamaInsider.com. When you sign up for an annual subscription of $75, you get $75 in team gear to the Nike.com store. So you can get Alabama gear, you can get Converse, whatever your game is. Go to BamaInsider.com, see the top banner where it says sign up for our annual subscription that is going on right now. Kamar Meaton, one of the most talented running backs in the entire country out of the class of 2021. As you know, Alabama has three very talented freshmen right now that are running backs. We saw Jace McClellan, we saw Roydell Williams. Those guys really got a great opportunity to create value for themselves against Kentucky. Will Alabama take a running back in this class? Your thoughts on Kamar Wheaton, who everybody seems to be asking about, Bone?
Yeah, you know, as far as taking a running back, you know, I've been saying for months that, you know, not necessarily a top priority position, but, you know, obviously with Trey Sanders and his recent, car wreck and injury that he suffered and him being out, you know, I think it's made Alabama, you know, a little bit more open to taking a running back. That's not necessarily saying that, you know, Trey's not coming back anytime soon. It's just saying that, you know, Alabama's a little bit more open to taking a back. So, you know, Kamar Wheaton's a guy that they've recruited for a very long time, but Kamar Wheaton's also a guy who doesn't talk, doesn't tell anybody anything about his recruitment, not recruiting writers, not college coaches. I mean, this is a guy who is a mystery to everybody. You know, I feel like we have a better idea on a guy like Brian Thomas, even though he doesn't talk to anybody, than we do with Kamar Wheaton, because Kamar just didn't even talk to coaches. So it's hard to predict exactly what he's going to do. Now, a lot of people assume Oklahoma. You know, from talking to our Oklahoma contacts, talking to our contacts out in Texas, nobody is sure. I mean, a lot of people thought he would have been committed to Oklahoma by now, which is starting to make, I think, Oklahoma even a little bit more nervous as to, you know, what's he actually going to do. Alabama's recruiting him. Alabama, you know, certainly has, you know, tried to talk to him as much as they can, even though it's, I think it's, you know, pretty spotty. But I think he's like that with, you know, even though he doesn't talk to any college coach or any recruiting reporters, I think he talks to college coaches every now and then, not like an everyday thing, not an every week thing like most of the recruits do, maybe a once a month type thing with him. So I think Alabama's at least in it. You know, would it shock me if he committed to Alabama? Probably, but I do think that Alabama is a you know, at least trying with him and seeing what's going on. But I do think they are open to the possibility of, you know, potentially taking a running back in this class. You know, I mentioned on our site, you know, a couple guys that they're still, you know, speaking with, you know, kind of kicking the tires on. Not necessarily going to take a commit. You know, I don't know if they would take any other running back commitments right now. I think Wheaton's probably the only guy that they would say, hey, absolutely, you know, come on board. I think, you know, after this early signing period, Alabama's going to probably, you know, have a good idea of, you know, how many realistic spots they have left, you know, what they really need to go after during, you know, January all the way up until that February 3rd, you know, signing day. And I think that's when they kind of make the decision. Are we going to take another running back, or are we going to take a running back or not? And a lot will depend on, you know, where's Kamar Wheaton? You know, has he signed, or is he going to wait it out all the way until February? I don't think anybody really knows.
Here with Andrew Bone talking Alabama Crimson Tide football recruiting. We appreciate you posting your comments inside the comment box, and we'll feed those to Bone, and you know, we'll get those to you as best we can. We hope you have a wonderful week with your friends and your loved ones during, you know, Thanksgiving, and then leading into the Iron Bowl. Tons of coverage coming your way on BamaInsider.com. Andrew's talking about the class of 2021, and we've started to kind of dabble into the class of 2022 a little bit. So if you do have a question that is 22 related, you can throw it in. But we are kind of talking key remaining targets. I wanted to get up top. And there was a question coming in about Terron Arnold, maybe that he could be close to committing. I know you talked about him recently, and hopefully Alabama, you know, is able to have him on campus in some fashion this weekend, as you said at the beginning of the show, so he's able to watch the Iron Bowl and kind of get a taste of that. Do we have a commitment date on Terron Arnold?
Yeah, you know, his Twitter implies that he is. Yeah, that's not really accurate. What he meant by next week is he's dropping his top five. So that's what he's doing. He's announcing his top five, final five, next Tuesday. He's not announcing a decision anytime soon. He's going to wait it out until February. He told me tonight, I talked to Terry Arnold tonight, right before his basketball game, and he said that he is announcing his college commitment on February 3rd, which is signing day. So no big decision coming next week. It's all just his final five schools, and Alabama certainly in the mix. I would venture to guess Alabama, Georgia, Florida, very solid in that top five. Now it's going to be interesting to kind of see who the other two schools are, but you can guarantee those three schools are certainly going to be in it.
All right, we got some love coming in, so we appreciate it from the Watchman. The Watchman giving us a thumbs up, man. We appreciate it. Thank you so much. A lot goes into this, and we try to emulate. And when I email the team and when I text the team, I want to go heavy. I want to be the best. I mean, Bone will tell you, I send out text messages and I'm like, look, I want us to be the best in every single aspect, whether that's recruiting coverage, team coverage, podcast, whatever. So, I really make sure to emulate that energy because, I want to be the engine of this team, and Bone comes heavy with the recruiting. So we want you to experience the best that you can because you have Alabama football. Right. I mean, they're the top. So we got to perform at that high level as well. So we appreciate it. Keep sending in the questions to the comment box and I'll feed those over to Bone. Let's see. How about this one? We are definitely going to be flip someone. Kind of a flip watch, if you will. And we appreciate Kareem. What's up, man? We appreciate it. Is there anyone that could be on flip watch? I mean, have we kind of talked about that besides, I guess, Xavier Worthy from Michigan?
Well, at the same time, you got to think, there aren't a lot of spots. The spots are extremely tight. And there's not really a lot of guys that Alabama is still going after who are committed elsewhere right now. Xavier Worthy is certainly somebody that they like a lot. They would love to flip. And I think there's a, with him coming to Tuscaloosa, anytime a prospect, especially a guy from California, pays his own way to Tuscaloosa. This isn't, somebody said that, he came out and said told a Michigan reporter that it's just, it's just a fun trip. That's all it is just a trip for fun. This isn't a trip for fun. This is a, very expensive, trip for his family to fly from Fresno to Birmingham and then, drive to Tuscaloosa and spend a weekend. So, this is a, a lifelong decision for him. And, this is something that, he's very interested in Alabama, clearly, or he wouldn't be making this trip. An official visit, a little different. Yeah, it's fun because you get it all paid for, and you get loved on by everybody the entire weekend. This is a, this is not an official visit. This is a paid trip by the family. So he's definitely interested. So he's certainly somebody that we're keeping an eye on, pretty closely. We've talked about Tyreek Sapp, the Florida commitment out of St. Thomas Aquinas. I just don't see him flipping to Alabama. I think he's probably pretty solid with the Gators right now. If I'm watching anybody else, maybe Brandon Campbell, and I mentioned this earlier about potentially another running back. If Alabama doesn't get Kamar Wheaton, if he decides to go elsewhere, Brandon Campbell out of Texas is committed to USC. That's somebody that I think Alabama has at least been in contact with in the last few months and still very interested in. So he's somebody that kind of keep an eye on just in case they decide to press hard for him. Alabama was really, really high on Keno Coate out of Vero Beach, linebacker, defensive end, having a great senior season. He's an LSU commitment. He's certainly somebody that if things continue to go south down in Baton Rouge, you never know if he might reopen things or start considering other options just to look around. And Alabama was a top two, top three school for him, so that may be somebody that to keep an eye on just in case anything were to happen.
All right, good stuff. We appreciate the question. Thank you so much. And he doubles up and he's like, this is better than the NFL draft. So Kareem, loving the show. We appreciate it. Let's see. Kind of running through some other questions right here that we got. There's plenty of them. So just kind of hang tight and I'll feed those over to Bone the best that I can. Jackie White's like, my neighbor's third cousin by marriage said Wheaton was all Sooner. So, you know, you never know. So appreciate it, Jackie. That's funny. Let's see. Okay, here we go. What's up, Matt? Appreciate it. Matt Swaggy. Love it. Does Bama have enough room for Shamar Turner? And to me, say Adelier.
Well, you know, I keep getting asked this on the message boards, on Twitter, you know, out in Birmingham when I go out to dinner, somebody will come up to me and ask me, you know, if Alabama has room for this guy or that guy. And, you know, there's some spots that are available. You know, there's, you know, in my opinion, 3 to 4 spots available. None of these guys, that, you know, all the guys that we've talked about, Terran Arnold, Shamar Turner, Tamise Adeleye, Xavien, you know, Sori, Worthy, you know, a lot of guys that are out there. You know, none of these guys have committed to Alabama yet. So, you know, Alabama's trying to fit these guys in. If Shamar Turner and Tamise Adeleye caught Alabama up tonight and said, hey, I want to commit, I think Alabama would take both of them. Now, end of the day, I think Shamar Turner stays in the state of Texas. And, you know, as of right now, just from talking to different sources out in the Lone Star State, people that I trust more than myself when predicting, you know, where a kid from Texas is going to go that I have zero relationship with. You know, I feel like Texas A&M is in the driver's seat right now. Now, will he potentially make a trip back to Tuscaloosa? You know, it's possible, but as of right now, I just think he's going to end up at A&M. I think Texas is probably – I don't want to say Texas is second. I think Alabama and Texas are kind of fighting for that number two spot, but I don't see him going to Texas. So, as of right now, Texas A&M for Shamar Turner. Now, Tamise Adeleye, as we've talked about for months and months and months, he's been extremely difficult to read. It seems like there's a – and not necessarily saying that he has had a different favorite every week, but he has at least made a lot of people assume there is a different favorite every single week between Alabama, Florida, and Texas A&M. Pretty hard to predict. He is going to be making a trip to Tuscaloosa this weekend, which I think is absolutely huge. I think Alabama could really, you know, push to the top of his list after this weekend. Even though he can't hang out with the coaching staff, you know, I think if he can be around some, you know, some of the top commitments who are expected in Tuscaloosa, like Kool-Aid, Dallas Turner, you know, unfortunately his old teammate Jalen Milroe won't be in Tuscaloosa, but there will be some commitments that he can spend some time with. And yeah, I think Alabama's got a very realistic chance to land Tamise Adeleye. And, you know, a few weeks ago I said, you know, I think it probably comes down to Alabama and Florida. This week it kind of seems more like it's an Alabama Texas A&M battle, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, he's very tough to read, but I do think that Alabama is very high on his list. And, you know, he's clearly been watching the Alabama games every single weekend because he tweets about it every weekend. So, so yeah, I mean, I think Alabama's in a very good position with him. We just not really sure exactly what he's going to do, but I think Alabama's got a much better chance at this time with Tamise than they do with Shamar Turner.
All right, good stuff, Bone. We appreciate it. And thanks for the question, Matt. We got another super chat coming in from Sam. Bone, will Alabama's next commitment be on or before the early signing day period? Great question. Love it.
Well, thanks for the tip, Sam. I appreciate that. You know, it's hard to predict. You know, sometimes some of these commitments just come out of the blue. You know, most of the guys do have, you know, set signing, you know, either, you know, plan on announcing during the early signing period, or they plan on announcing on February the 3rd. So the majority of Alabama's, you know, remaining targets plan on waiting a while. Now, you know, Alabama will have a few, you know, key targets on campus this weekend. Tamise Adeleye, not Terran Arnold, because Terran's going to wait until February 3rd, but Xavier Worthy. Xavier Worthy, will, if he decides to flip, will he decide to do it after the visit this weekend, or will he decide to wait until the early signing period to do it? You know, we don't know. So, so it's all just kind of a wait and see approach with him. Now, Brian Thomas, you know, that's another guy that we've been watching very closely in terms of what he's going to do, since he did have that original plan to announce the Under Armour game, and that's not happening anymore, but he's not talking to anybody. So nobody really knows when he's going to announce a decision. So it's going to be very interesting to kind of see, you know, if anybody does decide to commit for them. But as of right now, No set, commitment date, early commitment dates in the next couple of weeks for some of Alabama's key remaining targets.
All right, good stuff. We got another question in from our good buddy Sean out in Huntsville. Sean, he's a frequent caller on our team show. Also Eats Up Recruiting, and he's asking about Smitty 2.0. Kind of any news, any developments on what you said, Bone, is a very, very talented prospect, a guy that you feel is vastly underrated.
I do. And, I think that, I'm interested to kind of see, where he ranks next week in the updated rankings. I know that Josh Helmholt, who covers the Midwest region for Rivals, actually went out to see Devontae's play a couple weeks ago. And unfortunately, Devontae wasn't playing that night. He was sitting out, so they didn't get a chance to really evaluate him. And his senior highlight tape, he posted it. And it posted it after the Rivals team got finished doing all their player ranking. So, I don't know if Devontae is going to have an opportunity to really move up high. I do think he's extremely underrated. But, the Rivals guys, they really like to kind of wait it out and, evaluate these guys either in person or on film. So there's going to be one more ranking cycle after the new update that comes out next week. And it's going to be sometime, I think it's going to be about mid-January. And they're going to, fix their mistakes that they feel like, all right, we messed up. We didn't move this guy up. We didn't move this guy down. I think we might see Devontae Smith ranking, be more accurate in January than it is, next week. That's just my prediction. That's my opinion. Just from, hearing from the national and regional guys, it really sucked not being, with Josh going out and not being able to see him play and then not being able to watch any of his, highlight clips until after the rankings process. So where he's ranked now is probably about where he's probably going to be ranked in the next update just because they haven't had an opportunity to see him at all. But now that they've seen his highlights from this season, maybe we'll see that ranking increase in January. But he is an early enrollee. I know Devontae is extremely excited about getting to Tuscaloosa. I think this is one of the best defensive back classes that Alabama's been able to put together. There's two guys that are three guys that are three stars in the class that I think the rankings are a bit skewed. I think COVID has a lot to do with that. I mean, Kyrie Jackson, in my opinion, is probably the best junior college defensive back in the country, might be the best junior college player in the country, but not playing this season. And, has a little bit of a, hiccup in terms of his, in terms of his ranking, because how are you going to move somebody up when, you don't even get to see him play? But, his head coach at East Mississippi, Buddy Stevens, says he's the best defensive back he's had in 20 years. So that should say a lot, about the talent that, that Kyrie Jackson possesses. And then, Kadarius Callaway, unbelievable athlete from Mississippi, Philadelphia High School, plays on both sides of the football. Now, I know Rivals did get a chance to go out and see him play this season and in person. So I do think we're going to see Kadarius Callaway make a big move next week in the rankings. So keep an eye on Kadarius Callaway making a significant jump next week. So, I do think with those guys, along with Kool-Aid, Kane Williams still one of these guys that, you just don't know what's going to happen with him in terms of, his development. He's 6'2", about 216 pounds right now. Is he going to stay a safety or is he going to grow into, a linebacker? Alabama got a chance to, potentially close with Terry and Arnold in the end, would probably, put them up there with the best defensive back class that, Nick Saban's ever brought in if they're able to get Terry and Arnold on board.
All right. Good. Good update on the DBs. I know, I've even had questions about Kane Williams and kind of where he will fall into, the roster when he does get to Alabama. Tobias Brookins, our good buddy out in Fresno, California, with the super chat. We really appreciate it. Thank you very much. Alabama has a chance to create another run with this class. I think Ohio State and the new Clemson over the next couple of years, Bama has to have tight classes, and we appreciate it. Bone, are those the teams that you continue to see? Because you don't really hear too much about Clemson's class, you know, lately. I know they had a couple of decommits, but I mean, they're still recruiting at a very high level. So I mean, kind of when you look at the top of the college football mountain, you just have Ohio State, Alabama, and kind of when we talked about the team rankings early on, even Georgia's still recruiting at a very high level. You know, despite them not winning marquee games.
Yeah, well, I appreciate the super chat. Thank you so much, and hope you have a great Thanksgiving holiday. Yeah, I think with Alabama, you know, you just got to continue to pull in top recruits. You got to continue to recruit at a extremely high level. I mean, I think with Ohio State, you know, already with an unbelievable 2022 recruiting class, and you know, everybody's probably anoint them as the best class ever. I feel like they were talking about that, earlier this year. But Alabama certainly, created, an unbelievable run during the summer months and, moved to number one. And, they're going to have a chance to do that in 2022 and 2023, as long as Coach Saban's there and they continue to, win big games. I think Alabama's going to be just fine. And obviously, putting a lot of money in the facilities, that also, helps out a little bit as well. So, I think Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia, they're obviously going to recruit well. Some of these states, some of these state schools, you recruit your home state well, you're going to have a lot of success, especially, programs like Georgia, Florida. Florida can keep, their top talent home, they're going to be, really successful. Same with Georgia. There's so much talent that comes out of Georgia every single year. So I think those programs, along with Alabama, Alabama gets, who they want out of the state of Alabama, but they're also able to go, every part of the country and get an elite recruit. So, look at the job that, Mario Cristobal has been doing, at Oregon the last few years and, how well they're recruiting. So, it's going to be, it's going to be a lot of fun the next few years. See if, Alabama can kind of stay the course. I mean, this is just one of the most ridiculous runs, and Alabama hasn't finished number one every year, but to be consistently in the top three and consistently signing five stars and elite players and winning at this high level that they do every single year, it's one of the best runs you've ever seen. I mean, I've ever seen, I know, many other people have ever seen before. So, can Alabama keep this up or is somebody else going to overtake it? And everybody keeps, it's every single year. Well, this is the new Alabama. This is the new Alabama. Alabama's still Alabama. I mean, that's not, I just don't see that ever changing. I mean, not anytime soon, not until at least, Coach Saban retires. But even when Coach Saban retires, the program's just so established and doing so well. It's just an absolute well-oiled machine. They're going to bring in, a big-time head coach, in my opinion, whenever he does retire, which, probably in the next 15 years or so. So I think that Alabama's going to be just fine.
Hey, good stuff. And thank you so much again for the super chat. Hey, Bill Big D, appreciate it, man. Kyle, you've done a great job. Your enthusiasm. Hey, look, I'm telling you, this is just the beginning. This is not the end. Like Nick Saban said, we're striving for perfection and we want to get better every single time we step on. So thank you so much. How about this one though? This is an important question. Maybe the most important question of the night, Bone. Bone and Kyle, the best Thanksgiving dish, side dish. Okay. You're going to go first, then I'll go second. So when the food's on the table, you got the spread, you got the prayers out and everybody has, their go-to side dishes. Bone, what are you stacking up? Double, maybe triple. We're talking side dishes.
Let me think. I mean, let's say I'm at a Friendsgiving or, somebody else's Thanksgiving. I always go to, dressing. Dressing is one of my favorites. But if my mom's cooking, it's, sweet potato casserole. I mean, sweet potato casserole. She makes one heck of a potato salad. My mom doesn't cook at all. I mean, she never does. And she cooks like three things my entire life. And two of them are side dishes for Thanksgiving. And it's potato salad, which is best potato salad I've ever eaten. And then sweet potato casserole, which is her mom's recipe, which is the best sweet potato casserole I've ever had in my life. And my wife and her family, every single Thanksgiving, they're like, All right, we already know Connie's my mom. She's in charge of the sweet potato casserole, potato salad, because it's the best in the world. And so those are my two go-tos when I'm with my family at Thanksgiving, and I'll load that up about 20 times.
For me, I'm a huge mashed potato person. Like, seriously, like as soon as the mashed potatoes are ready, nice and hot, like I cannot stop going deep in the mashed potatoes. And then they're good for so long, and you pair that up with some good gravy. I mean, I think like we had a Friendsgiving and had some people together, and I just went right to the mashed potatoes, went deep in them, and ate them for like the next couple of days. But sweet potato, I mean, you got me thinking right there. So post your favorite side dish inside the comment box. It's almost that time, and so much to be thankful for. But you know, I think when you look at side dishes, that's an interesting debate. Hey, Bone, as we kind of get to the later part of the program, I want to talk about your book and kind of, you know, what you've been able to do, you know, from, you know, the editorial side, and you know, it's on Amazon right now. See if I can bring it up. And there we go. No better chance, no better time to jump on this book from Bone, The Road to Bama, Incredible Twists and Improbable Turns Along the Alabama Crimson Tide Recruiting Trail. I mean, look at 31 five-star ratings. I was just glancing over the reviews, tons of positive feedback. Bone, you know, the holiday season is right around the corner. We got a special promo right now on BamaInsider.com, $75. To get an annual subscription, and you also get a $75 to the Nike store. Pair that up with your book. I mean, the holiday season is coming around. Talk a little bit about your book and where they can get it besides Amazon.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, The Road to Bama, you know, I started this, started my journey on The Road to Bama, you know, last fall, and, you know, did a lot of great interviews with, you know, several, you know, former Alabama greats, you know, from the Bear Bryant years all the way to the Saban years, you know, guys like, you know, Leroy Jordan and Cornelius Bennett and David Palmer, you know, Johnny Musso to, you know, John Hanna and Dwight Stevenson, two guys who are in the NFL Hall of Fame. And, you know, Cornelius Bennett, shout out, making it to the semifinalists today for the NFL Hall of Fame. You know, really hoping that that he gets a chance to, you know, to be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. But, you know, then obviously, you know, several guys during the Saban era, like Rashawn Evans and T.J. Yeldon and Trent Richardson and Tua and Barrett Jones. You know, it was just such an honor to interview all those guys, you know, really peel back all the layers about their life, their recruiting journey, their football career, and interview those that are closest to them, you know, about, you know, what they saw growing up and, you know, how these guys were, and, you know, talking to, you know, various coaches, you know, whether it was, you know, an assistant coach from Auburn, or an assistant coach from Georgia, or, you know, and talking to Mark Richt, former Georgia Miami coach, about his recruitment of Brody Croyle. You know, talking to Jeremy Pruitt, you know, about, you know, recruiting T.J. Yeldon and the flip there from Auburn to Alabama, you know, right before the dead period happened, and how that all went down. So, you know, it was a lot of fun. I think Alabama fans will really enjoy the book, and, you know, getting just a behind the scenes look at each one of these, you know, former players and their life growing up. And, you know, the good thing about it, it's not, you know, it's not a book where you have to, you know, read, you know, straight through it. You can read every, you know, you can read chapter one, then you can read chapter 18, then you can read chapter 12 and chapter four. You know, it's 18 individual stories, that I was very fortunate to write. And it was my first book. So, it was a bit of a process, and, you know, definitely, you know, a learning experience, but, you know, definitely very fortunate to write it. And, I think it's a gift of the holiday season, that and BamaInsider.com. I mean, you can't beat it.
All right, good stuff. So we'll put the link in the description, but of course you can just go to Amazon right now, The Road to Bama, Incredible Twists and Improbable Turns Along the Alabama Crimson Tide Recruiting Trail. Someone asked if it was on audio, on Audible. I don't think you can get it on Audible, right, Bone? Not yet?
No, not yet. I mean, call me up and I'll read it to you, but it's going to cost you $10,000.
Hey, but you know what? You know somebody who does voiceovers who could read the book. Hey, you're looking at him, Kyle. So maybe, you get the book and then have it, you know, read it by Kyle Henderson. I already checked it out. I mean, it's a, it definitely, you know, deserves a 5-star from me. Hey, fam, well, thank you so much for joining us on tonight's recruiting show with Andrew Bone, where we talk Alabama Crimson Tide football recruiting. We obviously have so much to be thankful for, so we appreciate you guys. Hit that thumbs up button, like, and subscribe so you always know when we drop content right here on BamaInsider.com. I'll be back tomorrow night talking team and taking your phone calls as we move closer to the 2020 Iron Bowl. I hope you guys have a fantastic rest of your evening and a strong Wednesday. And someone said it's like time is moving slow this week. I know it's going to be a long week before we get to Alabama and Auburn. But, you know, this is the special time of year. Bone, tell everyone thanks for watching and kind of what else we can expect later on this week. I know you got some more recruiting nuggets coming your way.
Yeah, absolutely. If you haven't checked out my recruiting thoughts today, I strongly encourage you to go to Bama Insider, get the complete scoop on every single player, especially the guys that are coming into town this weekend. We'll have an in-depth interview with Terrion Arnold, one of Alabama's top defensive back targets. On Thursday, we'll have a Q&A on the Alabama recruiting board on the BamaInsider.com. Tomorrow, we'll have some recruiting nuggets posted on Friday, and I want to say thank you to everyone who dropped a super chat, a tip for me tonight. It really means the world to me. Very thankful for all of you. Very thankful for everyone who watched the show tonight. You know, it means a lot. So hit the thumbs up, subscribe, join BamaInsider.com, and I hope you all have a happy Thanksgiving.
All right, fam. Good stuff. And Bones, you know, we love you. Bombs, you know, we love Bones. Bombs, you know, we love you, man. So thank you for always dropping bombs right here on our Bama Insider channel. Have a great evening, fam. And we'll catch you soon right here on BamaInsider.com.